Now, dear brothers and sisters, it might take some time for our homily and our reflection. But, of course, we are entering Holy Week. Every celebration in Holy Week is unique, as any others, of course, but especially this during Holy Week. The beginning is different, or some of the actions we take, they are different. But what is the most important thing, I believe? We just heard two Gospels. At the beginning, when Jesus entered Jerusalem for the last time, and how so many disciples have come up with him. And these people who came up with him joined with those in Jerusalem, we're seeing that scene where, you know, acclaiming him as their king who was finally coming into Jerusalem. A few days later, we heard what happened in the reading of the Passion according to Saint Luke, how they all deserted, how they went away, they fled. They were nowhere to be found. Holy Week is a time of reflection. It is a time of more than talking, perhaps listening to. It's so many things going on here, and on Good Friday again, we're going to listen to the Passion. I give a suggestion usually this time to see, to choose one of the so many people that were involved in this and meditate on that. Some of them did not appear in Luke's Passion, they will appear in John's Passion, the Gospel of St. John that we read on Good Friday. But there is Peter, Pilate, all the people, Jesus himself, meditate how they reacted to all that. And then we have to ask ourselves, how would I react? Of course, we are away from them. You know, the place and the times are different. How could I answer? I said, I cannot answer that. No, I cannot answer about the past. I can answer at the present. How do I react to this reality of Jesus' Passion today? It is our salvation that we celebrate. It is Jesus died on the cross for the love for his creation, his creatures, God's creation. Not that God wanted suffering, no. But he wanted us close to him in his mercy. May it's called Holy Week because it is different from all other weeks during the year for us who have faith. Those who have no faith, it's just another week. But for us, it is different. So let us take this opportunity. It is the time of the grace of the Lord, that grace that is given to us. That grace can just pass by, or we can seize the moment, and that grace will have an effect in our own lives. So let us pray that during this Holy Week, we become closer to this greatest mystery of our faith, so that when we join here, just seeing of his resurrection, we'll have our heart filled with joy. Because the Lord has shown us the way he has taken through his cross to bring us salvation through his glory and resurrection. So may we also understand that through that suffering, new life will come. New life of Jesus, new life for each one of us.